Patient 1.
I feel really awful. When I woke up last night, I felt really sweaty. I had a fever, 38.3 degrees, and I have a terrible headache. It seems as if little men are playing the drums inside my head. I can hardly keep my eyes open, and I have to blow my nose all the time. The handkerchiefs I have already used today. Apart from the runny nose, I also feel a bit dizzy. My God, I can't go to work. I feel really, really sick.
Patient 2.
Aren't I unlucky? We were playing football during PE. Physical education, that is. And all was going really well. We were actually winning, and I even scored a goal. But then that horrible pest called Ken came after me. He wanted to stop me scoring a second time, so he tackled me. He kicked my leg really hard. I heard a crack, and then everything went black. He was sent off by the referee, but I had to go to hospital. That was yesterday. The x-rays showed that my leg was broken. So I've come to see the doctor to check the plaster. I'm a bit worried because there's a crack in it.
Patient 3.
I was at a birthday party for my little cousin yesterday evening, and I ate too much. My aunt makes such delicious pizza, I simply can't resist a pizza with tomato, ham, mushrooms and cheese on top. And she knows. So she baked more than enough. And then I also drank a lot of Coke, and couldn't resist the birthday cake either. So when I went home, I was feeling a bit sick. I had obviously eaten far too much. Still, I went to bed. But not for long. I had to throw up all night, and now my belly feels really sore. I have a terrible stomach ache. I can't even stand the thought of food. I hope the doctor can give me something.
Patient 4.
I have never been a great cook, but today my luck really ran out. I was cutting the vegetables for the soup when my cell phone went off. Normally, that wouldn't be a problem, but I was deep in thought. Have to hand in a paper tomorrow and haven't really written anything sensible yet. So, when it started buzzing, I jumped up and cut myself. There was blood all over the kitchen. The cut is really deep. My thumb is throbbing horribly, and I feel a bit dizzy. It really hurts. I think I will need some stitches. And how am I going to write my paper now?
Patient 5.
Normally, I'm quite a calm person. I don't swear and call others dirty names, but today I lost it. I was looking for a place to park my car, and as it is always very busy in the city centre, this wasn't easy. And when I had finally found one, some posh car owner beat me to it. When I got out to complain, he got out as well, and called me a sissy simply because I'm driving a yellow car. This was too much, so I it him and he it me. And here I am now. My nose hurts. There's blood all over my face and I daren't look in the mirror because my eye feels really swollen. How am I going to explain a black eye to my boss?